Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump met with local officials and hurricane survivors in Puerto Rico today. He compared the relatively low death toll of 16 from Maria with the numbers from Katrina.
Every death is horrible. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was just totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joining us from Washington. So, Stephen, how is that quote from the president today going over there this afternoon?
Well, we'll see in the end. A lot of the story coming out of Puerto Rico has been mixed. You've got the president saying things like the real catastrophe was Katrina, where hundreds and hundreds of people died, while noting every death is a horror. He says that the people of Puerto Rico should be proud that only 16 confirmed deaths have been reported from Hurricane Maria. He also needled the island for incurring a costly recovery, he said, and this is a quote, "I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack." And there's going to be pictures you'll see later today of the president at a church outside San Juan handing out rice and cans of chicken. He shot rolls of paper towels into the crowd like free throws. The crowd seemed to love it. The pictures are of a president being warmly welcomed by the people of Puerto Rico. He walked down the streets of San Juan in a nearby town, surveying damage, talking to homeowners, understanding what it is they lost. He handed out supplies. The pictures are reminiscent of what the president did in Texas after Hurricane Harvey. So it's kind of a mixed picture. You have the president meeting with the people, but also saying things like they've thrown the budget out of whack, the real catastrophe was Katrina, and that's pretty much the story of the day.
He praised Puerto Rico's governor for not playing politics. Any mention or sign of San Juan's mayor, who clearly isn't his biggest fan?
Well, Carmen Cruz, the mayor of San Juan, was at the airport hangar where the president began his Puerto Rican tour today, and she shook the president's hand. And the president had praise for Ricardo Rossello, the governor of Puerto Rico, saying he did not play politics. He said it like it was and gave the federal response the highest grades. He did not have much praise for, if any, really, to my ear, of the mayor of San Juan.
What's the status of the federal response there, Stephen? Is there still a long way to go? Is there a fear there that they'll pack up and leave too soon?
Well, part of the reason the president wanted to go down and the White House focused a great deal of attention on this trip is the fact that the message that the president aimed to send, not just to people in Puerto Rico, but people all across the country, is that the federal government will be committed to this response for the long haul, that it won't just be a flash in the pan, a story for today, and they'll move on to the next. The effort on the part of the White House is to try to help the people of Puerto Rico understand that this will be a long-running effort. You've heard the president's Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bosser talk about months to get the power back on across the island. Months. Imagine that, in a tropical climate without air conditioning or a refrigerator for months. At the same point, there is progress to report, and the White House is stressing that. Most of the gas stations in Puerto Rico are back online. You've got a number of hospitals that are back online. And so these are the things that the president is referring to when he says that the recovery has been nothing short of a miracle.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington this afternoon. Thanks for the update, Stephen.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.